Hundreds flee fresh violence on South Sudan's border. Russia answers protests with a crackdown, and Germany finds new hope through marketplace missions. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Border disputes are heating up between Sudan and its southern ex. The UN Refugee Agency registered over 2,200 new arrivals in two camps in South Sudan last week. Africanland Mission's Jill Reitzma explains the influx.
There has been a huge buildup of military. The Nuba people have largely fled. Half of them have either been killed or displaced or have gone into a refugee camp over the border or in Bentiu.
AIM is responding in Christlove. AIM pilots are flying aid to refugees despite possible bombings and gunfire.
We just need to pray for the AIM Air and MAF pilots who are flying often in dangerous circumstances, taking food in to the refugees and keeping them alive.
Read more on this story at our website. Next, after 3 months of peaceful anti-Putin protests, police hauled away more than 500 people who were part of unsanctioned protests this week. Protesters accused Vladimir Putin of stealing Russia's presidential election and demanded his resignation. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba says,
"It's not clear where President Putin will take direction, either more liberal and flexible approach in terms of internal politics and foreign politics, or he will be more strict than ever before."
With that uncertainty, the reality is that believers could be running into opposition in the near future. But Rakuba says they're ready to be part of the solution.
Bringing the gospel to those people, especially young generation, is still bigger than ever before. And we always appreciate our partners in ministry to continue pushing those initiatives. When we equip, train, we mobilize young people, we provide resources, and they will bring the transformational change.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Economic crisis in Europe was on the forefront of many minds at a recent Marketplace Missions conference in Berlin. It's been rough for German believers to watch their nation come to the financial rescue of other struggling Eurozone countries. Global Advance President Jonathan Shibley says it was good timing.
We really felt like it was a sovereign time for the Lord to pull together people during an economic crisis, because that's where our faith comes out and shines.
But the conference wasn't held because of the crisis. Rather,
it was just a wonderful time to bring a wide variety of people from different denominations, different backgrounds, and also different industry together under one common cause, and that's to see Christ lifted up through the workplace of Europe.
Despite trying times in a spiritually dry place, believers were encouraged to reach out in new ways. Pray for their commitments to bring Christ to the workplace. Next, Bethany Christian Services announced Knoxville, Tennessee will launch their One Family campaign. One Family is designed to partner cities in the United States with cities abroad to help combat the worldwide orphan crisis. Knoxville will be partnered with Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Bethany Knoxville will work with churches, schools, and businesses to help fund vital programs in Addis. Pray these kids will hear the gospel as a result. Find out more at our website. And finally, I'd like to personally thank many of you who helped Mission Network News reach our goal of $15,000 for our website redesign and reprogramming project. Now, the money raised will be used to improve all areas of our web presence. In the months ahead, you'll begin seeing changes to our website, email updates, and new services like MNN smartphone apps. It'll take some time, but I think you'll love the end product. Pray for us as we begin this redesign process. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help pray daily for those listening to HCJB Global's shortwave, satellite, and internet radio broadcasts. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.